This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Appreciate you all listening. Technical difficulties are happening. We have engineering working on it. For those of you that are wondering, yes, we are aware. We will get it up and running for you as soon as we get word from our engineering department to fix that. So please be patient with us.
You can watch on YouTube, though, right?
That is right.
Yep, you can watch it on the YouTube.
You can go to your app. Somebody on the text line, no way to hear the show. That's not true.
No. The radio actually works too, right?
That's right. Yeah, the radio works. The app works. YouTube, yeah, Twitch, works. Facebook, Twitter. You can click on that. This is your time now to subscribe.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So when this sort of thing does happen, you can just go to your YouTube page and it'll be right there at the top. It'll stream for you. If you like and subscribe it, it'll be on your right side on Twitter. Click on it. You can actually watch and listen. So there are ways to hear the show, 913.
I love that. There's no ways to listen. Actually, Dusty just gave you 10.
Yeah. So there are ways, and we are working on it. So bear with us. It is out of our control, but something that is not out of our control is reporting on what we have been told. And Mr. Fesco, the floor is yours.
Well, I got nothing to really say. Saw the news. I really don't. I'm not going to sit here and talk about how, you know, I told you guys back in October this was going to happen. But, I mean, it is what it is. And yesterday the news came out, which we kind of told you was coming, that the Royals bought the spring campus. And that's that. I mean, I don't really have much to add to that. I'm not going to sit around here and tell everybody I told you so. I'll let others do that on Twitter if they want. I'll let Binkley do that, who thinks I need to keep a list of receipts. But back on February 27th, 2024, I told everybody that if that vote failed in KC Mo, there would be other municipalities interested in having the Royals and the Chiefs be located in their, you know, in their jurisdiction. And we saw yesterday the Royals purchase Sprint Campus, like we told you was going to happen months ago on this show. I mean, like, nothing. That's why I'm like, how am I supposed to react? What am I supposed to say? This isn't news for us, right? For this show, for everything that we do, for all of our loyal listeners, they all saw that news yesterday and go, yeah, they've been saying that for months now. So that's why I'm like, what am I supposed to say about this, right? What are we supposed to discuss when it comes to something, guys, that we've been discussing for months and months and months right now? I mean, it's not for us, for our purposes. This wasn't breaking news yesterday. For everybody else who's trying to tell me I was wrong about everything, I don't know if it was breaking news for them yesterday or however they decided to view it yesterday, but I mean, we told you if that vote didn't pass, there would be other options, and people kind of didn't believe that was going to be the case, and Now we're seeing those other options happen, and I think sooner rather than later, we're going to have an official decision on what the Royals and Chiefs are going to do, because we're about a month away from when those bonds expire in Kansas.
And Monday, there's a special session being brought together from the Missouri side of things to discuss the future of both these stadiums. Mm-hmm. From the 816, the Royals weren't the ones who bought it.
Okay.
Well, you told me to read this.
I know. Okay. I mean, but that's the mindset we're in right now. That's right.
Denial?
There. Yes.
So what I saw from this, and what I'll take from this, since I mean I guess you don't have anything else to say, is that my take in this is that they haven't announced that they're moving there, right? Mm-hmm. There's still a special session that's going to happen. But this is something that has come out yesterday. We saw the post on X from Sam Ehlinger. Mm-hmm. And the words that were said, a lot of people looked at it and thought it was a word salad. Essentially what it says is that there is somebody that is part of the Royals organization that has taken over the mortgage for the area that is 119th and Null,
right.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
This is something that, like you had mentioned, you had said in the future that this was a possibility. This mm-hmm. could happen. This could be a location of interest. Again, they have not announced that they are going there, but they have announced that they have got the land there.
Right. The Royals own the land. The Royals bought the spring campus yesterday. That text of the guy saying all that nonsense, the Royals purchased the land yesterday. That person did not purchase the land to have office buildings on it, because that's not making money these days, right? Nobody's in the office. Nobody's building buildings. That's not an investment to keep Sprint Campus the way it is. That is an investment by the Royals to build their stadium and to build their village at 119th and Null.
Again, from the 816, they didn't buy the Sprint campus. They bought the mortgage. There is a difference.
They own it.
So,
oh my God.
The other thing that I take from this is my whole life that I've followed, you know, big time people of, you know, organizations or franchises, or hell, I'll tell you this, even people that I have had, you know, in my life whose parents have done this, when you buy land or you buy something out, your main goal is to either move into that area or to eventually build something there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a stadium or whatever the hell it is, there is intention for something that is being bought. Again, I've had relationships where the girl's parents have bought land, already had a home, but they bought the land and they eventually moved to that spot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's where they're going to go, but I know that was the news yesterday and that was what was reported. Randomly, less than a week before Missouri meets for one last special session. And the other thing to me is I heard Carrington, because that news broke right before his show was going off the air. He said, you know, this is getting really, really late into the fourth quarter. I think we're beyond the fourth quarter, and Missouri's got to draw up Jet Chip Wasp, and they've got to tell the other team they're kicking the onside kick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. And look, nothing is done until the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, but I feel as confident as I've ever have. And I've felt really confident for months that this thing was going to end up, you know, in the state of Kansas. And by this thing, I mean the Royal Stadium. I mean, there's going to be a day where I can share everything. There really will be. I mean, I tweeted yesterday, the book's going to be fun to write about this one, because some of the phone calls that I was even taking yesterday about this thing are really just unbelievable. And I'd love to share them at some point in time, but I'm not going to, because that's not the way I operate and that's not the way that I do my business. And so for all the people who say, it's wrong, it's not happening, this is not where it's going and all that kind of stuff, millionaires don't make really usually bad investments when it comes to money, right? You're not buying 119th and Null for whatever it was, $200 million for argument's sake, to keep office buildings there. They've had office buildings there since the year 2000, and that has been a colossal failure, outdated plot of land since the day Sprint opened the doors of that campus. It's been outdated, and nothing has gone on at that location. People have tried to kind of revitalize that. It's not working. We're not in a situation anymore where people are going into the office. It's just not part of the culture. And that Sprint campus never had really people going into the office. By the time that thing opened, they merged with Nextel, then they merged with T-Mobile, and it was over. It was done. They had vacated those premises. So that thing has been available for office space for essentially 20 years, for argument's sake, and nothing has gone on there from an office standpoint. investors who buy these properties do not buy these properties to lose their ass. They do not buy these properties for fun. They buy these properties because they're going to do something with them. The people who have bought this property, yes, are part of the Royals ownership group, as people have pointed out with the Business Journal article. And again, it's a Business Journal article. This is the Royals saying this stuff. Bob Fesco has said his piece on this. You all know where I stand on this one and what I've been saying about this one. Now it's all coming to light and people are still wanting to go out there and debate that this isn't going to happen. So millionaires, billionaires, whoever heirs, they don't buy land just to have fun with it. They buy land because they're going to do something with it. They're not buying this to keep office buildings there that are empty. They're not buying it to basically keep an eyesore at 119th and all. They're buying it via the Royals, obviously, to build a baseball stadium there. That is the goal now of the people who have purchased this stadium, because they're part of the Royals ownership group, is to go out there and put the stadium there at 119th and all. I do believe we're going to have a resolution sooner rather than later. Hopefully by mid-June, this is all taken care of and we can all move forward and deal with this. But some of the folks that I talked to yesterday, we've talked about 55% of the season ticket holders being in Johnson County, Kansas for the Royals. It's actually 55% of the season ticket holders within a five-mile radius of the Sprint campus. And so they're moving to where their season ticket base is. They're moving to where their fans are. They're moving to where the majority of their fans are, and they're making the stadium what they want to do, I should say. I'm not going to speak in absolutes because people will say I said when I didn't. They want to make that stadium as convenient and as possible for the fans that are their season ticket holders. And when 55% of your season ticket holders are within a five-mile radius of one area, that sure does seem to make a lot of sense to put the stadium where it is, put the stadium where the people are. I guarantee you their season ticket base will go up because people now won't have that far a place to go. There wasn't a season ticket base, isn't a season ticket base where the stadiums are right now. It's in the middle of nowhere. And so now you're moving to where 55% of your season ticket base is within a five-mile radius of what, you know, the potential of a new stadium is. That's great for the organization. It is a business decision. But again, we said this back on February 27th of 2024. Vote yes, and the Royals will stay in the state of Missouri. They'll stay in Jackson County. They'll stay in that downtown area. Everybody was excited about that for the most part, I thought. And it didn't pass. And I said, if it doesn't pass, there will be other municipalities that come in and have a say in this. And Overland Park, Leawood, whatever that area is out there, Johnson County, however you want to phrase it, been working quietly behind the scenes. You know, you haven't heard a word from Kansas during all of this, right? The only people who have been talking are Mayor L and a couple of people on the Missouri side. You haven't heard a bleep from the state of Kansas on any of this until the guy with the stairs last week went on Carrington's show. Other than that, Kansas has kept their mouth shut. Why? You tell me why.
Again, this was the announcement yesterday via Sam Mellinger on X. The Kansas City Royals continue to explore all options throughout our community to develop a new stadium for the team. We have not yet decided on a site, and any assertion of the contrary is inaccurate. As part of our ongoing efforts, we have negotiated with our made investments in multiple potential sites, both in Missouri and in Kansas. One of these investments was the acquisition by an affiliate of the Royals of the mortgage on the Aspire campus through the arm's length bidding process, as you just mentioned. As evidenced by stadium development plans across the country, these are complex, time-consuming processes that involve a variety of considerations. We are evaluating multiple options at the same time. In fact, in the weeks since we have purchased the mortgage, we have continued to work through a strategic, diligent, and focused process in both states to ensure we can reach the best decision. We remain committed to finding a generational home for the Kansas City Royals that our fans, our team, our partners and associates and our regional community can enjoy for the for the decades to come. Signed, Kansas City Royals Baseball Club.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will look at that and think, okay, word salad. But the most important part is that they have announced that they have there was an acquisition.
If the Royals were involved with this, they wouldn't have released a statement yesterday, too. That's the other thing in all of this. If the Royals weren't involved in this, they're not going to release a statement. The Royals have like 25 or 26 people that are part of the ownership group, some number like that, right? They all have their own individual businesses. We're not releasing statements when John Sherman's company, that's not Royals related, you know, makes an investment and buys some land for whatever business he has, or whoever like Eric Stone Street, the Royals are not releasing a statement every time he's got a new commercial out where he's eating at a buffet on a boat, right? Like yeah. we're not doing that. Or his new TV show is coming out. Whoever else is involved in Royals ownership, when they do stuff, the team does not release a statement. The team is releasing a statement on this because yes, they are part of this.
From the 816, common theme here. They bought the note, not no ownership yet.
from the 816. From the other 816, I understand everything you guys are saying, but all I can think about right now is how much of a Richard Frank White is. I bumped him in one time, blah, blah, blah. Don't care about the story. We got the main part of what you're saying. Somebody says from the 785, imagine losing the Royals and Chiefs over a 3-cent sales tax.
But you're not losing them. That's the other thing. Nobody's losing anybody. Losing means Nashville. Losing means Las Vegas. Losing means your team is deserting your city. You're not losing anything here. They're moving across the street potentially. That's it.
From the 816, will not be supporting the Kansas Royals.
Okay, great. Give us your name. We'll put you on a list.
From the 913, Royals and Joco, grab a latte and go to the ballpark. Ugh.
And here's the other thing. Nobody cares if you show up because they've got enough season ticket holders. Like for these people that say they're not going to go, the team's like, all right.
Yeah.
Because you will go. Because you want to see what's going to happen. You want to be part of it. And they're winning. They're fun to watch. It's a good team.
From the 816, I wonder if Frank White will run for election or if he'll even try. And then from the 913, will they keep the Jumbotron?
Yeah, no, that's actually, the answer is that no. I've been told. Now, again, this was a year ago or so when they were talking about Northland, downtown, wherever else they were going to build this thing. The Crown Vision was not part of the plan from what I understood. Now, I also understand there's been a lot of people behind the scenes going, you gotta have the crown, John. You gotta have the crown. And so, like, that's a big bone of contention. I think when you start talking about what this stadium can be and what this stadium could have, I think people want the crown and people want the fountains. Other than that, I don't think they care, right? Those are like the two main things that you need to have. You need to have the crown, you need to have the fountains. You can't build a new stadium without either one of those, right? I think anyway.
I mean, there are certain things that I think you have to keep, right, for everything to pay homage to, like, what it was.
Yeah. The crown and the fountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the two.
And then I would go back to old school GA, but that's just me. I know teams don't like to do that anymore.
Put AstroTurf out there, too.
Oh, God, that would be great. Yeah.
Players would hate you, man.
Oh, hell yeah, they would.
August, like 180 on that field.
Oh, God.
Shoes melting.
Awful. Like, just so hot and just gross, the AstroTurf. But no, I mean, go back to old GA or something fun like that. Give the fans a little bit of something. But look, it's whatever they do, wherever they decide to build this thing, however it all ends up playing out for both the Royals and Chiefs, whether they build new in Missouri, whatever the hell they're going to do, we've got the best architectural firms for sports in the history of the world that reside here in Kansas City. Look at Sprint Center and how beautiful that is after 20 years now, too. They're going to do an amazing job. It's going to be something special, something fun, and places, and I do say places because the Royals and the Chiefs, they're going to be places where you want to go and you're proud of as a Kansas Cityan.
From the 913, will they have Birkenstocks night? First 5,000 fans get a pair of Lululemon leggings.
I do like, hey, that's a good night to go to the ballpark. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Birkenstock night, Kim Crawford night. Yes. All those nights.
Hell yeah. I'll be at Kim Crawford night. Hell yeah. Sure. Better believe it. Somebody on there says, whoever says they won't support this team is full of BS.
Yeah, I know. You're liars. It's so stupid. I'm never going to go. Fine. Nobody cares.
Yeah. So that was the news yesterday. That would explain why Bob slept well last night.
I think it was the rain, too. Oh, okay. You know?
The rain was great.
The rain was nice last night. Yeah.
That little crack of the window.
Oh, God.
It's oscillating been great.
The crack of the window. Mm. The weather's been perfect for sleeping lately. Open both windows, get a little cross breeze going on at the same time. Mm. Boy, it was good to sleep last night.
Tough to wake up in the morning.
It is.
Not going to lie. I'll be 100% honest. I'm like, I want to hit snooze so bad, but I can't do it. Because if I do, it's
done.
I'm going down a rabbit hole that I won't get out of.
No, to ever hit the snooze. I don't care what time you wake up, never hit the snooze button. There is no worse sleep than that extra 7 minutes you get after hitting the snooze button. Like, sometimes you wake up early before your alarm goes off and you feel good, right?
Refreshed.
And then you're like, oh, I got 20 more minutes. You go back to sleep and then you feel like total
you screw
ass.
Yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel terrible when that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never hit that snooze button. When your body says get up, you got to get up.
Last one from the 0-6. Will not support Kansas Chiefs or Kansas Royals. Missouri is terrible with sports teams and negotiations, and we can't even roll out a sports betting in less than a year.
So if Missouri is so terrible with sports teams, why wouldn't he support the Kansas Chiefs?
Great follow-up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.